The $389 million offer AirTran made for Midwest in April expired last night, but the Florida-based discount carrier has extended the offer to June 8th. AirTran Vice President Kevin Healy says the deal has not been sweetened for Midwest shareholders.
Because I don't think we need to. If you look at it, 57% of current shareholders have evaluated the offer and essentially agreed to it by tendering their shares. And I think that's their review of the business plan.
Healy says he hopes the shareholders now pressure Midwest's board of directors to sit down with AirTran and work out an agreement. A New York investment firm that owns 7% of Midwest shares, Octavian Advisors, is urging Midwest to make a deal well before a Midwest shareholders meeting in mid-June. That's when AirTran will try to push through three new directors more favorable to its offer. But analyst Craig Kennison of Robert W. Baird in Milwaukee says presently Midwest has a solid board that listens to its Wall Street advisor.
Right now the board is receiving advice from Goldman Sachs that says the current offer is not adequate. And as long as the board receives that advice, they can claim, and rightly so, that they're acting on behalf of shareholders trying to get the best offer.
Kennison says it's possible AirTran could raise the amount of its offer before next month's meeting. Midwest Airlines says the claim that 57% of stockholders want a merger amounts to just political pressure. Chuck Quirnbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.